Lutheran Radio UK presents Love Letters, a study on the Apostle Paul's Epistle to the Romans with Pastor Arno Bessel.
My name is Arno Bessel. I'm pastor of St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Plymouth. It is a pleasure to have you listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Welcome to Love Letters. We are tempted to think that obedience to the law of God can save us. However, in the last study we have seen that God's law reveals that all human beings are sinners and consequently are unable to save themselves. All people are unrighteous, all stand under God's righteous judgment, and all deserve condemnation. Unless we realize and acknowledge these facts, we are unprepared to receive the good news of what Christ has done for us. Today, our study focuses on the theme, Justified by Faith in Jesus Christ. Listen to what the Apostle Paul writes in his letter to the Romans, chapter 3, verses 21 to 31.
But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood, to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of our boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? By a law of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. Or is God the God of Jews only? Is he not the God of Gentiles also? Yes, of Gentiles also, since God is one. He will justify the circumcised by faith, and the uncircumcised through faith. Do we then overthrow the law by this faith? By no means. On the contrary, we uphold the law.
It seems that Paul is going back to what he already said earlier in his letter.
Yes, Paul has stated in large print before, and now he affirms once more. There is no distinction. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. There is no doubt, all human beings are far off the perfection God requires in his law. Even though people might do good deeds in the sight of the world, evil and sin still dwell in everyone and level all persons before the eyes of God. All are unrighteous, whereas God is righteous.
That leads us to ask, is there any hope for human beings to get right with God?
The answer is a big yes. By which means? By the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. Our hope of salvation resides exclusively in Christ. God sent his Son Jesus into the world to become our righteousness. Sinless Jesus made himself sin for us. He stepped into our shoes to fulfill the law of God which we transgress. Jesus took off the sins from our shoulders and laid them on himself. Since every sin deserves a penalty and punishment, Jesus paid the penalty and was punished in the place of sinners. There was a price to be paid. Well, Jesus paid the price with his sacrifice on the cross, shedding his innocent blood and giving up his very life. In chapter 23 of his book, The prophet Isaiah depicts beautifully Christ's sacrifice for sinners. Listen to what the prophet says. Surely Christ has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his stripes we are healed. You see, Christ is the sacrifice for sin.
The Apostle Paul speaks of redemption. Could you develop a little bit more what is meant by redemption?
Redemption implies the idea of buying back a slave held captive to set him free. In our days, it became quite frequent to hear news of people who have been kidnapped. The victims are held hostage in the hands of the kidnappers and cannot free themselves. In most cases, the kidnappers get in touch with family members and stipulate a payment of a ransom, commonly a huge amount of money, in order to free the victims. The price is the redemption, the buying back into freedom of people held captive. In a similar way, sinners have been bought back from the captivity in sin through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. That means that Christ paid with his life the price to release us from guilt and to deliver us from the slavery to sin. The sacrifice of Jesus satisfied the righteous wrath of God and appeased sinners with God.
From what has been said, we are led to the conclusion that salvation is free, is it?
In our world geared by business, there is hardly anything free. A price must be paid for nearly everything we want or need. Even when things are offered for free or as gifts, usually there are terms and conditions attached. This kind of reasoning is also commonly applied by people when it comes to their relationship with God. The way of thinking goes like this: I have done things wrong here and there. God must be unhappy with me. Hence, I need to do good works to compensate or to pay off my wrongdoings. I must be kind to people. I must help others in need. I must take part in some charity. I must be a nice guy. These things are going to please God, and they will make me all right with him. To this calculation, the Apostle Paul says, no. No one is saved by good deeds, but by grace as a gift. By grace as a gift. The Apostle Paul points out an example from the Old Testament. He speaks about Abraham, who was accepted by God through faith. Listen to the text of the letter to the Romans, chapter 4, verses 1 to 12.
What then shall we say was gained by Abraham, our forefather, according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the Scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. Now to the one who works, his wages are not counted as a gift, but as his due. And to the one who does not work, but trust him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted as righteousness. Just as David also speaks of the blessing of the one to whom God counts righteousness apart from works. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord will not count his sin. Is this blessing then only for the circumcised, or also for the uncircumcised? We say that faith was counted to Abraham as righteousness. How then was it counted to him? Was it before or after he had been circumcised? It was not after, but before he was circumcised. He received the sign of circumcision as a seal of the righteousness that he had by faith while he was still uncircumcised. The purpose was to make him father of all who believe without being circumcised, so that righteousness would be counted to them as well, and to make him the father of the circumcised, who are not merely circumcised, but who also walk in the footsteps of the faith that our father Abraham had before he was circumcised.
Abraham was one of the outstanding characters in the Old Testament of the Bible. Abraham's deeds and achievements amaze us. We may think that Abraham was accepted by God because of his works. The Apostle Paul, however, emphasizes strongly that Abraham was not justified by obeying the law or doing lots of good works. Abraham did not deserve salvation, neither did he earn God's favor because he was a nice fellow who did marvelous things. No. Paul says, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. Instead of highlighting Abraham's works or the fact that he had been circumcised, the Apostle Paul highlights Abraham's faith. Abraham believed in God's promises. God declared him righteous because of his faith.
The Apostle Paul mentions circumcision several times. Was the practice of circumcision of any importance?
Circumcision was a very important practice in Judaism as a sign of God's covenant with people and proof that the Jews were God's chosen nation. That is why Abraham was circumcised. Consequently, some people believe that Abraham's circumcision counted for his salvation. The Apostle Paul, however, stresses the fact that Abraham was not justified because of his circumcision, but because he believed long before he had been circumcised. Paul says, Abraham received the sign of circumcision as a seal of the righteousness that he had by faith, while he was still uncircumcised. We are constantly tempted to give our good deeds a role in salvation. We might think, well, at least I did a little bit to earn God's favor and gave a little push to enter heaven. However, the fact is that Christ saves us apart from our works. Faith in Jesus Christ is counted to us as righteousness. And that's it. We will be back in a short moment. Please stay with us.
If you like what you're listening to, then let your contacts know about Lutheran Radio UK. Use the Spread the Word function on our website, lutheranradio.co.uk, and tell your friends on Facebook and Twitter. Alternatively, you can write the emails of your contacts in the Tell a Friend field at the bottom of our main page, and we'll send them a personalized invitation to listen. Help us to proclaim the good news of Christ by telling others about Lutheran Radio UK. And don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter, and we will keep you right up to date about our programs.
The British Lutheran is the magazine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England. Published 6 times per year, it looks at topical issues as well as local and international Lutheran news. The magazine also provides a forum for viewpoints and opinions that help us all consider what following Jesus means today. If you would like a free copy of the British Lutheran, contact the ELCE Central Office in Cambridge on central@lutheran.co.uk and ask for a copy to be sent to you. The British Lutheran, the magazine of the ELCE.
Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. We hope that you are enjoying our program because it's all about Christ and to all God's people.
Welcome back to Love Letters. You are listening to Lutheran Radio UK. I'm Arno Bessel, pastor of St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Plymouth. We are reflecting on Paul's letter to the Romans. We have seen that God accepts sinners and declares them no guilty by faith in Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul continues to emphasize the importance and the role of faith when he writes in chapter 4, verses 13 to 25, in his letter to the Romans. Please listen to what Paul says.
For the promise to Abraham and his offspring that he would be heir of the world did not come through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if it is the adherents of the law who are to be the heirs, faith is null and the promise is void. For the law brings wrath, but where there is no law, there is no transgression. That is why it depends on faith, in order that the promise may rest on grace and be guaranteed to all his offspring, not only to the adherent of the law, but also to the one who shares the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you father of many nations, in the presence of the God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. In hope he believed against hope, that he should become the father of many nations, as he had been told, so shall your offspring be. He did not weaken in faith when he considered his own body, which was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's womb. No distrust made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. That is why his faith was counted to him as righteousness. But the words, it was counted to him, were not written for his sake alone, but for ours also. It will be counted to us who believe in him who raised from the dead, Jesus our Lord, who was delivered up for our trespasses and raised for our justification.
We notice that the text focuses on Abraham's faith in the promise of God. Please explain this to us.
Yes, Abraham's faith in God's promise is very much highlighted. Let us recollect a few facts in Abraham's life. God had promised Abraham the inheritance of land, to make of him a great nation, and to bless through him all the families of the earth. Abraham believed in God's promise. He believed in God who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. However, Abraham and his wife Sarah were childless. The age to have children and to start a nation was long gone. From a human point of view, God's promise had no chance to come true. How could a man of about 100 years old and a woman of about 90 years old bear a child? No way. At this point, reason and human works must give way to faith and focus on God's deeds. Abraham believed the impossible. The Apostle Paul describes it in the most beautiful way when he says, in hope Abraham believed against hope. No distrust made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. This is why faith was counted to him as righteousness.
What then is the point the Apostle Paul is making?
The point the Apostle Paul is making is this. Faith in God's promise is counted to the believer as righteousness. Abraham was justified before God and accepted by God, not because he did great things, but because he believed in the great things God had promised. And God fulfilled his promise giving to Abraham a son, Isaac. From Abraham, Isaac and descendants, a great nation was formed. And most importantly, from that nation, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, was born. In Jesus Christ are justified before God all those who believe like Abraham believed. The Apostle Paul says, it will be counted to us who believe in God who raised from the dead Jesus our Lord, who was delivered up for our trespasses and raised for our justification.
Is it correct to say that Abraham is the father of all believers?
Yes, absolutely right. Abraham is called the father of all believers because of his faith in God. Abraham's faith depended wholly on the promise of God, the author and giver of life. Abraham's faith is the model and example to the Christian faith. Our faith holds fast to God's promise made in Christ Jesus, who was crucified to pay the penalty for our sins, who rose from the grave to assure us of his victory over death, and who promises resurrection and life eternal to us. Abraham trusted that God was able to do what he promised. Trials and challenges which appear on our way may lead us to doubt God's promises. However, as God did with Abraham, he will also strengthen our faith, assure us of his promises, help us to trust, and fulfill all he has said he would do. We are justified or declared no guilty before God by faith in Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. My name is Arno Bessel. I'm pastor of St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Plymouth. To find out more about the Lutheran Church in Plymouth, go to www.stpetersluterans.co.uk. Welcome to our Sunday services at 11 a.m. and Bible studies on Wednesday at 7 p.m. We will be back at the same time next week to continue reflecting on love letters. We hope you will join us to reflect with us on the theme, God's great gifts of peace and life. Should you have any questions or comments on our studies of love letters, please write an email to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Note also that the podcast of our studies is available for download. All you need to do is to go to lutheranradio.co.uk, find Program, and select Love Letters. Please stay tuned in to Lutheran Radio UK and enjoy the next program. God bless and keep you.